Well, if the game you're looking for is here, this is definitely the one to listen to tonight. Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Wilbur Latonia High School in Wilbur, Nebraska. Rob Austin with you. Tonight's matchup is the D2-1 District Championship, and it features two teams that control their own destiny pretty much. The Sterling Gents take on the Gildner Hornets in this championship matchup. The winner gets a ticket to Lincoln for the state tournament next week. The loser will need a lot of help, and that complicates things for both of these squads as they both have fought some seriously uphill battles to get to the point where they are today. Gildner comes into the contest tonight at 19-3, while Sterling sports a record of 18-5. So two fairly evenly matched teams. They've played four common opponents throughout the season, and they have defeated them all. So it is a pretty difficult toss-up here as to who's going to go on to state, and that's why we're playing the game, and that's why both squads have got to come out firing, and both squads have to play to win. Win and you're in, lose, and you need a little bit of help. For Sterling, should they lose tonight, they will need Hayes Springs and Ewing to win to qualify for the state tournament to get one of the wild card seats. For Gildner, not only would they need Hayes Springs and Ewing to win, they would also need SEM to win. And that's just the way it sits. And Gildner kind of is coming in off of a sense of entitlement. They upset the district leader, Hampton, last week. And it was the third time that they had played Hampton, and only the first time they had beaten them. And they did so in overtime, 54-51, in a thriller for the D2 District 2 sub-district, rather, in Sandy Creek, actually, back last week, last Thursday. And that was a shocker because Hampton was the number one seed, and at 21-1, looked to be a shoe-in. Hampton will clearly secure one of the wild card seeds, so it's only the second one that's up for grabs. And Gildner, if they win, would get in, but if they lose, they would need again some certain help to get in there. They would need SEM, Hayes Springs, and Ewing to win. Those are all the top seeds, so it would look positive for them. However, they will definitely need a little bit of assistance, and they would certainly like to take that out of the officials' hands, as is usual this time of year. We're going to take a quick break. We've got just over 4 minutes before tip-off coming your way for the D2-1 District Championship. We'll be back with our pregame, Kerr Chevrolet pregame, right after these messages. You're listening to High School Basketball on The Breeze, 94.5 and KLIQFM.com.
Kerr Chevrolet is Hastings' only GM-certified dealership. What does that mean to you? No worries. Your GM-certified used vehicle comes with a 100,000-mile, 5-year powertrain limited warranty, a 12-month, 12,000-mile bumper-to-bumper warranty, 117-point vehicle inspection, a vehicle history report, like-new financing for qualified buyers, 24-hour roadside assistance, courtesy transportation, and more. Shop Kerr Chevrolet in Hastings for your no-worries GM-certified used vehicle today.
Welcome back to the Kerr Chevrolet pregame show, brought to you by Kerr Chevrolet, Hastings' only GM-certified used dealership. No worries, Kerr Chevrolet on South Burlington and Hastings, proud sponsors of our pregame show. A couple of interesting notes about the players that we're going to see here tonight. Gildner, we are quite familiar with. We called their consolation game. This is familiar territory for Gildner, as they were in the state playoffs last year and ended up settling for the consolation game. Sterling's been there quite frequently and has a couple of interesting players that we're going to be paying particular attention to tonight. Most notably, I noted that Jesse Solberg, who is their senior point guard, non-starter, but is he's a six-man off the bench. He's a pretty solid player for Sterling. Was involved in a Jeep accident last year. In fact, in June, he had to have back surgery to repair a couple of broken vertebrae. and did not get to play this game since they, until they played Exeter Milligan. And Exeter Milligan was about the end of January, so he's finally been able to come back and be a contributor to this club. Solberg is a 6-foot senior, and he's been a 4-year starter, and does not get the start tonight. So we'll pay attention to that. It could be a game time decision. He may actually be in the starting lineup, but it does not look like it at this point. Very solid player up until that point. So that's a of interesting note for Gildner. Certainly the usual suspects in here, and they've always been a spectacular team to call for. Gildner Hornets are a pretty solid ball club under head coach of Matt Drew. Have lost those 3 games this year, and they were against Heartland Lutheran, who finished the year at 19-3. And then they lost 2 games back-to-back to Hampton in very close battles. One was a 3-pointer, the other was a 7-pointer. And then their last game they played was for the sub-district championship, and they beat Hampton in overtime, as I mentioned, 54-51. So Gildner clearly a team that can find a way to win and do a spectacular job. And they've got a series of players that do so well and are so fun to watch. They're not the most typical basketball players, if you will, but they are very solid players in their own right and always manage to find a way to win. Interestingly enough, I was talking to the assistant coach for Gildner just a few minutes ago, and he was telling me the same thing about Sterling, how they always manage to find a way to win. No real top big player. Jake Wortley is their serious player. I guess he would be their A player, averaging almost 13 points per game. But no real, it's a different MVP every night for Sterling as they just managed to find a way to win and have certainly done so tonight, winners of 18 of 23 games on the season. Their losses came to tough teams as well. Hanover, Kansas is a D1 team. They're 21-1. Johnson Brock was kind of a surprise. They're a C2 team, but they're 14-10 on the year. And then Pawnee City was a big one, big drop for the Sterling boys. They lost to Pawnee City by 6 points, and Pawnee City ended up finishing the season 10-13. Other losses for Sterling came from Lord Central Catholic, who finished the season at 15-9, and Freeman at D1 finished the year 22-2. So they've played some tough teams and come away with some hard losses, but have certainly done well to earn their way to this point. In their D2-1 sub-district at Fairbury, Sterling was the number one seed. They beat Bruning Davenport, and then they went on to beat Shickley to earn the right to be here tonight. For Gildner, they played again at Sandy Creek, and Gildner had to fight a very tough Lawrence Nelson. Gildner was the number 2 seed, Lawrence Nelson the number 3. And then Gildner advanced to take on Hampton, the game that was inevitable. And for the first time in 2 previous attempts, Gildner was able to come out on top for that 54-51 overtime win, thus giving Gildner the opportunity to be here. Got a pretty good crowd on hand here, and very excited that Gildner has packed their side. Sterling Jeff just been introduced as the home team. Gildner will be the visiting. And we'll go ahead with our starting lineups here as they are getting things ready. Our starting lineups are brought to you by New Tech Seed. Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed, proud sponsors of our starting lineups. For the Gildner Hornets, their starting lineup looks like this. Sean Finley is a 5'10 junior. He averages just over 3 rebounds per game. That will be his major contribution tonight. Cody Shack, you might remember him from the football Gildner Hornets. He is a 6'1 senior, and Shack averages 8 points per game for the Hornets. Shea Hendricks is a 5'10 senior. Hendricks averages just about 12 points per game, but he'll get 7 boards for the Hornets. Nathan Most, a 5'11 senior starter, the quarterback of the football team, does quite well here on the basketball side of things, too. He's a 73% field throw, a free throw shooter. He averages 14 points per game, and he's going to pull down about six boards as well. Drew Ott is a 6'4 sophomore. Drew Ott is the big guy inside on the post. He averages about 13 points per ball game, and his big number is about 10.7 rebounds per game. So Drew Ott will be relied on heavily to crash the boards and get some rebounds for the Gildner Hornets. Their head coach, Matt Drew, and again, their season currently sits at 19-3. As for the Sterling Jets, their starter, Jake Wortley, is a 5'11 junior in that guard position, and Wortley averages almost 13 points per game. He'll pull down 3.4 rebounds. He is the team's leading scorer, has the most steals as well, and he made the D2 All-Tourney team in 2009. Clay Hoistman is a 6'1 junior, the guard for the Sterling Jets. Hoistman averages nearly 10 points per game, gets 2.5 rebounds per game, has made 44 three-point shots. Connor Malone, Zach Lemke, and John Parrish will round out the starters for the Sterling Jets. We'll tell you a little bit more about them in a second, but first we'll take a quick break. You're listening to High School Basketball on The Breeze, 94.5 KLIQFM.com.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
Community banking is our business, and your peace of mind is our priority. At Platte Valley State Bank, we will build a financial relationship with you that will meet your needs and truly bring you peace of mind. The right community bank is pretty important, and Platte Valley State Bank is the right financial center for you. Member FDIC.
Deeker Construction in Hastings has been a trusted contractor for more than 25 years. Deeker Construction specializes in custom homes, commercial construction, complete remodeling, and additions, as well as concrete work. Deeker Construction's support of high school athletics helped make this broadcast possible.
The Sitting Bull Saloon in downtown Gildner is a proud sponsor of all Gildner athletics. Don't miss homemade pizza every Thursday through Saturday night. Also, every Wednesday, Sitting Bull Saloon burgers are only $2. Add fries for a dollar more. Keep your pocket full when you fill your belly at the Sitting Bull Saloon in downtown Gildner.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back to Wilbur High School, Wilbur Clatonia High School in Wilbur. Rob Osmond with you, awaiting the tip-off now for the Sterling Jets and the Gildner Hornets. Sides are shaking hands. We'll go with Zach Lemke, the 6'5 senior, will be tipping off against 6'4 Drew Ott to get the ball game started. I mentioned a big crowd on hand. Gildner clearly has a size advantage, despite the fact they had to drive significantly further to get here. Sterling just about 30 miles down the road from here. Gildner had to travel a long way. Ott's going to get the tip off, but it goes right to Sterling, and the Jets are in business now, passing over to the left side. Ball's given now to Solberg, and Solberg did get the start tonight. Jesse Solberg is in the ballgame as a starter for the Jets. Working it quickly around the perimeter. Three-point shot from Solberg is up and in. Jesse Solberg pops a big three to get the ball game started. Just underway in the first quarter. Gildner down by three. Big press now on. Gildner's going to break it over the left side. Hendricks passes up. Now it's given. That's underneath. Picked up by Cody Shack. And Shack drops it in for an easy two. It's a 3-2 ball game. Jets now come back. It's Solberg with the ball. Pass over to the left side, into the wings, picked up by Parrish. Parrish sips it around. Three-point shot now is off the mark from Jake Wortley. Ball bounces around. It's going to be picked up on the left side. Shot from Solberg's no good. Rebound up and in from Parrish. Parrish gets the rebound, put it off the backboard, and it's a 5-2 Sterling lead. Passed up ahead, now picked up by Nathan Most for the Hornets. Jay Hendricks now eyes that Jet defense, tries to go inside, gets turned away, pass inside to Ott. Ott bounces outside. Turn around, jump shot goes up and in. Cody Shack is on fire tonight for the Hornets. A 6'1 senior pops in from 4 foot out, and it is a 5-4 ball game. Jets up by one. 6:19 to go in the opening quarter. Solberg works his way around the left side. Pass inside, just out the paint, off the backboard. Shot was up. It's no good from Lemke. Rebound goes to the Hornets now. They'll go back to work. Hendricks drives around the right side, comes off the backboard, and it's going to be fouled, and he's going to get the bucket. Hendricks brought it in from the right side, puts it up off the backboard, and gets it in, and is fouled in the process. Foul's going to be on John Parrish, and Hendricks pops his first free throw of the night. It's 7-5. Giltner on top by two. Solberg brings it up now for Sterling. Bounce pass to the top of the key now, picked up by Lemke. Lemke puts it down, goes to the right side, being covered by Most. Pass underneath, just outside the paint, picked up by Parrish. Parrish gets turned away. Back to Solberg now, over on the right wing. Driving inside now is Wortley. Wortley goes to the top of the key, hands it off to Parrish. Three-point shot from Solberg, rattles the iron, no good. A rebound went to immediately to John Parrish, but Most was there to wrap it up, and they'll call a jump ball, and Giltner has the possession arrow in their favor. So Giltner now up by two, working against the press. Finally gets it across. Finley now brings it over to Most on the right side, over on the right wing, being closely guarded by Parrish. Foul is going to be called as driving inside was Most, and it's going to be, I think it's going to be on Most, actually. We'll find out what the foul is. The Sterling Club has possession of the ball. Foul's going to be on Drew Ott, and that's a big one for the tall guy. Now working around the left side, Sterling goes inside from the free throw line, comes Wortley. He can't get it. He'll be turned away, gives it off to Jesse Solberg. Pass over now the right side on the baseline, picked up by Parrish. He'll send it to the top of the wing. Driving inside, rushing in, crashing the backboard with Solberg, and Solberg missed the layup, but he'll get the foul. Second foul, team foul for Giltner. Still haven't put up who it was. First shot is up and in. Hendricks will get the foul. Solberg now has 4 points. 7-6 now as we stand. Opportunity for Sterling to tie things up here. 4:45 to go in the first quarter. Jesse Solberg puts it up, rolls around, comes back down and drops in. Tied up at 7 with 4:43 to go. Giltner, no problem breaking the press. Most goes underneath the Ott. His pass is off the mark, and it's going to be picked off by Connor Malone. Malone's going to lose it. Hendricks goes up and drops it in. Hendricks with the steal and converts for two, and Giltner has reclaimed the lead up 9-7, 4:21 to go in the first quarter. Jets down by two. Pass inside, picked up by Lemke. Lemke turnaround jump shots way off the mark. Hendricks is there to haul it down. And Shea Hendricks hustles it up. Quick pass up ahead to Most. Most goes inside the paint now. Kicks it right back outside. Feeds to Shaq. Shaq crosses the court to Hendricks. Hendricks being covered by Jake Wortley. Pass inside to Most. Most stepped inside the paint. Thought about turning around and shooting it. Did not. Hendricks now changes the play. Rotates everyone, swinging it around. Brings it down to the left wing. Picked up nicely by Sean Finley. Finley drives it in, kicks it out to Hendricks. Hendricks now drops a shoulder, tries to get inside, gets turned away by Wortley. And he'll reset the play one more time. Pass inside now, fed to Ott. Ott turns around, gets off the backcourt, gets it to go. Drew Ott strikes for two, and it's an 11-7, four-point Giltner lead, 3:19 to go in the first quarter. Sterling Jets now down by four. Dropped off from Solberg to Lemke. Lemke makes the pass over to Wortley, and Wortley takes the 10-footer and drops it in. It's 11-9, a two-point Giltner lead. Hornets back to work, now picked over on the right side. Finley goes inside, gets turned away by Hoisman. Most now with the ball on the top of the key, being covered by Lemke. Lemke. Foul inside. We're going to get a traveling violation called on Cody Schack. And an opportunity now for the Jets to draw even, down by two, 2:44 to go in the opening quarter. Solberg brings it inside, passes it across, picked up by Wortley to Solberg. Solberg resets his offense now. It's like a 1-3-1 defense for Giltner. Bounce pass inside to Lemke. Back over to the left side. Foul's going to be picked off by Hendricks. Hendricks goes coast to coast. He'll take it himself. Layup is no good, but the foul was committed, and Hendricks will go to the line. Hendricks made a great steal. He had some help coming in, but elected to take it himself. To the line now, Clay Hoisman, guilty of his first foul. Hendricks' first shot is up and in. He's 2-for-2 from the free throw line tonight. They'll have one more coming. To the bench now goes Clay Hoisman in the ballgame now. Connor Malone re-enters. Austin McGill is in as Hendricks' second shot is perfect. And Hendricks now has 7 points for Giltner. 13-9 is our score. It's a 4-point Giltner lead. Jets with the ball. Sterling now with 2:05 to go in the opening quarter. Solberg swings his player over to the left side, feeds it to him. It's Austin McGill. McGill goes right back. Now it's on the post position, under base on the right side, thrown right back out from Malone. Kick back out. Lemke. Ball in the hand of Wortley. Wortley now makes the give over to the right side to McGill. McGill backs off. Zipped inside to Lemke, now striking underneath. Broken up on the play by Luke Richards and then picked up by Shea Hendricks. He'll go inside. He'll lose it. Now we're going to break away the other way, and here comes Jake Wortley. He'll go up, get the bucket and the foul. Wait a minute. They have not indicated the shot's going to be good. Before the shot, foul was called. Still waiting to see who the foul was on. Looks like they're going to call it on. Maybe it was just out of bounds because they did not put a foul up. Popping it up and in, though, from the distance in the absence was Connor Malone. Malone has tied the ball game up. Tied at 13 now. 1:12 to go in the opening quarter. Hendricks now. Traveling violation for Hendricks. Got a little foot happy as he passed it across, and an excellent opportunity now for Sterling to climb out on top. We're tied at 13 still, 1:07 to go in the opening quarter. Austin McGill with the ball, works it over to the left side. Pass over, picked up by Wortley, back to McGill. Swung over to the right side now. Van Groningen has it. For Sterling, pass has almost gotten away from the Jets, and hustling it down was McGill. McGill working with Hendricks now. Hendricks looking for that steal. That's his specialty out there, and the Jets will have no part of it. Bounce pass now over to the right side, driving inside, dropping a shoulder shot is up. It's no good from Wortley. Rebound goes to Giltner, hustling it up now is Findlay. Findlay stops, gives to Shaq. Shaq's 12-footer is no good. Rebound now goes back to the Jets. Ball's in the hands of Austin McGill. Clock down to 10 seconds left in the first quarter. Jets now pick it up quick from the wing. Shot is up from McGill. It rattles the iron. It's no good. Fighting for the rebound, and the clock is going to blow. And the first quarter will go over. We're tied at 13. We'll come back with second quarter action. You're listening to High School Basketball on The Breeze, 94.5 at KLIQFM.com.
Harv's Farm Supply Incorporated in Giltner, the home of Bish Built Products, is your harvest needs headquarters and the manufacturer of custom-made corn and row crop heads, the original Bish head changers, the Bish bin, and Bish corn head trash reel. Harv's Farm Supply Incorporated, now taking 2009 custom-built head orders. Visit the website, harvfarmsupply.com, for more information.
The Bank of Donovan wishes the Giltner Hornets the best of luck. Visit the Bank of Donovan for all your banking, investment, and insurance needs. Bank of Donovan has full-service locations in Donovan, Grand Island, and Hastings. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Delcom in Giltner is your electrical data networking, security systems, thermal communications provider for everything from imaging, industrial electrical, PLC programming, process control, audio, and video work. Delcom in Giltner, your source for data electrical communications.
Community banking is our business, and your peace of mind is our priority. At Platte Valley State Bank, we will build a financial relationship with you that will meet your needs and truly bring you peace of mind. The right community bank is pretty important, and Platte Valley State Bank is the right financial center for you. Member FDIC.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Second quarter action underway now. Three-point shot goes up and in for Sterling. Clay Hoyston pops in for three. During the intermission between first and second quarter, they determined that Hoyston did get the shot. That's how we got to 13 apiece. So credit Hoyston now with two, and then he comes back with a big three. And Sterling has a three-point lead, 16-13. Whistle stops the play. Giltner has the ball. Most brings it in, picks it up to Shaq. Pass underneath, drops on in. Nicely done. Nate Most was breaking in the paint, gets the feed, and puts it in for two. And Giltner trails by one. Sterling with the ball, being brought up now by Solberg. Solberg pass over to the right side from that wing position now is John Parrish. Parrish kicks it right back out to Van Groen again. Colin Van Groningen with the ball. Kick back out now over to the wing. Shot put up. It's going to be short off the mark from Van Groningen. Most with the rebound now. We'll bring it up for the Hornets now. 6:40 to go in the first half. Giltner down by one. Ball briefly gets away from Ott, coming inside and off the backboard, driving with Findlay. Findlay got turned away. And then Drew Ott was there to follow it up with a feed and gets it to go, and Giltner has regained the lead, 17-16. Lemke from the baseline. His shot is up. It's no good. Hendricks now, pass up ahead to Ott. Ott just off his fingertips. Ball goes out of bounds, and it'll be turned over. Sterling will get it back and a chance to get the lead now. Down by one. 6:07 to go in the first half. Substitutes now. John Parrish will head to the bench for Sterling. Jets now with the ball again. Down by one. 17-16. Solberg will bring it up. Passes off to Lemke at the top of the key. Hands off over on the right side to Wortley. Wortley shot. Wortley went up for it. Ball was knocked away. Ott had it timed perfectly. Looked like he got nothing but ball. But a foul is called. And Wortley will go to the line. Foul's going to be on Sean Findlay. That'll be his first. And to the line now comes Wortley. He's got 2 points in the ball game, and it'll remain that way for the time being. Still 17-16. Jay Hendricks back in the game for Giltner. Second shot now coming from Wortley. Wortley toes the line, sends it up. In and out it goes, and Ott hits the deck immediately. Foul's going to be on Lemke. That'll be his first. Ott off the jump, just fell to the floor after the push from Lemke. Giltner will still get the ball. And a traveling violation turns it over. Findlay trying to break the press, takes the extra step, and that's going to be costly. as Sterling will get the ball back with 5:50 to go in the half. Findlay now with an opportunity to get the Jets up inside the Lemke. Lemke's shot is up and over the backboard. Rebound's going to be battled for. Wortley's going to end up with it. He'll just throw one up, and Most is going to be there to haul it down for Giltner. He'll hustle it up now, works on the right side against Wortley, stops on the right post, pulls it up over on the wing, feeds it back to Hendricks now as the rest of the Hornets catch up. Hendricks passes, and it's going to be off the mark. Findlay couldn't get a handle on it. And another costly turnover for Giltner. Lemke goes to the bench now for Sterling. Jets trail by one with 5:16 to go, 17-16. Jesse Solberg brings it up, 6'1 senior. Takes it up the right side. Three-point shot up off the mark. No good from Heusman. Giltner will get it right back. Most brings it down. Hendricks now will cross midcourt. Shea Hendricks pass now. Passed over, picked up by Ott. Pass underneath. It's going to be batted around. Most couldn't get a handle on it. The Jets are going to come away with it. Sterling now with the ball. Long pass over to the left side. Three-point shot off the mark. No good. Rebound goes to Most. Foul's going to be called. I think it's going to be an over-the-back on Parrish. We'll see if that's the actual call. Parrish will pick up his second personal foul for the Jets. Hendricks now works it across midcourt, gives to Most. Most picks up Shaq. Shaq loses control of it, rolls out of bounds, but I think it was last touch by Sterling. Connor Malone got a hand on it, and Giltner will maintain possession with 4:23 to go in the first half. Heusman goes to the bench for Sterling. Most now on the right wing, three-point shot, no shot. Whistle blows. Foul's going to be away from the ball, and I think they're going to call this on Findlay. We'll see what they put up on the board. It's going to be on Cody Shaq away from the ball. Still 17-16 now. Sterling with the ball. 4:10 to go in the first half. Lemke works the right side, all alone with it on the right wing. Giving him the shot. Malone's shot was off the mark. No good. Giltner will get the board. They gave Malone all kinds of space, at least 10 feet, and all the time in the world, and he missed the shot. Hendricks now tries to go left side, gets turned away by Solberg now, gives to Ott. Ott to Most now. Most reels it in from the top of the key over to the right side. Hendricks, turnaround jump shot is no good. Goes for the rebound. Can't quite get it. Stolberg's going to haul it down. One on two, and he'll slow it down and wait for the Jets to catch up. Three-point shot now on the money with pressure. Austin McGill drops it in. That's a big 3 points for the 5'9 junior in traffic. 19-17. Sterling on top. Most tries to go baseline, gets turned away, turns around, throws it up. It's no good. Knocked out of bounds by Sterling. Back in the ballgame now is Colin Van Groningen. Most brings it inside, picks up Findlay. Findlay zips around to Shaq. Shaq back to Findlay on the right side. Now coming over to the left on the near side. Hendricks puts it into Most. Most reels it in. His jump shot is off the mark. Ott fights for it, and the ball's going to go down on the line. Most couldn't quite bring it in. And Sterling now with an opportunity to build on a two-point lead. 2:47 to go in the first half. Jesse Solberg crosses up midcourt for the Jets. Works his way around the right side. Stops being covered by Hendricks, gives it over now inside the wing to Van Groningen. Van Groningen kicks it right back out. Salzburg resets the play for the Jets, now passes over to the left side, picked up by Connor Malone. Pass over to Austin McGill, who just hit that big three-pointer. Malone back to McGill. McGill shot is up, and his three-pointer is on again. Back-to-back threes for Austin McGill. And it's 22-17, and he was all alone. Hornets, you can bet, will tighten up that a little bit. Inside now, Ott goes on the paint. Ball's going to be knocked away from behind. Sterling comes away with it now, picked up by McGill. Breaking across and on the line and out of bounds as Connor Malone was crashing in. Carried the ball with him out of bounds, and Giltner will get it back and a chance to cut in to what has now become a five-point Sterling lead. 22-17, 1:42 to go. Long pass downfield, picked up by Shaq. Shaq beats the most. Most shot from the baseline is no good. He'll shoot two. Foul is called. Home crowd is a little bit, the scorekeeper's a little bit slow putting it up, but the foul's going to be on Lemke. That'll be his second. Most will come to the line. He has 2 points on the night, and it'll remain that way for the moment. 22-17. Van Groningen heads out for the Jets. Back in the ballgame is Wortley. Most with one more to go now. Nate Most's shot is up. This one's in and on the mark. 3 points for Nate Most, and it's 22-18. 4 point lead now. Buck 30 to go in the first half. Salzburg brings it over, pushes it up to Wortley. Wortley works it inside, picked up by Malone. Malone tries to back his way in. Hendricks was there to try to take it from him. And when Malone turned, Hendricks got a little more than ball. It'll be the second personal foul for Shea Hendricks. And it'll give Sterling a chance to reset now. Over on the left side, driving inside is Wortley. Wortley gets fouled. I thought it was before the shot. Ott came over. Let's see if they give it the foul on Ott. I think they did. Yep, Drew Ott will pick up his second foul tonight. Little more than ball, apparently. Jake Wortley to the line. Wortley's first shot is short, no good. He's 0 for 2 from the free throw line tonight. Ott's going to step out. Back in the ballgame now is Trevor Poppin for the Giltner Hornets, making his first appearance tonight, the 6 foot sophomore. Second shot coming from Wortley. It spins, it bounces around, and goes down. Wortley connects now. He's 1 for 3 from the free throw line, and it's a 23-18 ball game with 1:10 to go in the first half. Hendricks now works it across to Finley. Finley drives his way across traffic, pulls it back, cut off by McGill. Pass over to the right side. Shea Hendricks goes all alone underneath to Shaq. Shaq goes off the backboard and gets it to go. Cody Shaq now at 6 points, 23-20. Clock's down to 45 seconds. Sterling Jets up on top. Hornets battling. Driving inside. Now turnaround jumper. Malone gets it to go and gets it in a solid look on the turnaround. It's 25-20. Foul is called as Most drives inside. Foul before the basket. Clock's down to 25 to go in the first half. Most will go to the line. Foul's going to be, it looks like, on Connor Malone, his first. Most from the free throw line is 1 for 2. Shot is up, and it's on the money. Most makes it count, 25-21 now. We'll have 25 seconds to go in the first half when play resumes. Most now with a chance to narrow it and nails it. Most 3 for 4 from the free throw line. It's a 3-point lead for Sterling. Clock winding down now. Jets will be playing for the last shot. With the ball is Austin McGill. Has had the hot hand with three this quarter. Clock down to 5 seconds. Three-point shot is up, way off the mark. No good from Wortley. And time's going to run out. We'll go to halftime. With the Jets leading by three, 25-22. We'll come right back with our Allens of Hastings halftime show. You're listening to high school basketball on the Breeze, 94.5 and KLIQFM.com.
Deeker Construction in Hastings has been a trusted contractor for more than 25 years. Deeker Construction specializes in custom homes, commercial construction, complete remodeling, and additions, as well as concrete work. Deeker Construction's support of high school athletics helped make this broadcast possible.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
JSGK Catering in Giltner has catered everywhere from cornfields to wedding receptions. Give us a call at 402-849-2244 and give us a try for your next occasion. Steve and Kathy Hoser and Jack and Gail Rath wish the Giltner Lady Hornet and the Hornet basketball teams a great season. Good luck, Hornets, from JSGK Catering.
Joyce Agronomics lets us help you grow with channel hybrid seed sales, custom farming, and custom harvesting. Todd and Angie Joyce at Joyce Agronomics are proud supporters of the Giltner Hornets.
At Hope Home Furnishings and Flooring, we have always taken pride in serving the community and supporting area athletics. We look forward to continuing the tradition and commitment to service and hometown values for many years to come. Hope Home Furnishings and Flooring, downtown Aurora.
Brandon and Lisa Honeycutt and family are proud of Giltner and all the Giltner students. We wish the Lady Hornets and Hornets good luck tonight and continued success in the future.
In Giltner, stop by and see your friendly insurance agents at Robert Shaw. Robert Shaw Insurance specializes in crop, farm, property, and casualty. For a free consultation, stop by the Giltner office or give them a call. Robert Shaw Insurance.
Todd's Body and Glass in Aurora, your college repair specialist, is proud to support the Giltner Lady Hornet and Hornet basketball teams. Play well and be proud from Todd's Body and Glass.
Where do you get more? Superstore Allen's Superstore. Shopping centered around you. One stop shop that gives you more. Shopping centered around you. Where do you get more? Superstore.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back to Wilbur Clatonia High School in Wilbur. Rob Osmond with you at the home of what's shaping up to be a big battle in D2-1 District Championship. Sterling Jets on top of Giltner, 25-22. Other scores we have tonight for you. Overton and Loup City are battling it out for a D1-5 district in Gibbon. It's Overton on top of Loup City at the end of 1, 15-6. We should have an update coming your way here momentarily. In fact, we do. Overton on top, 27-18 at halftime. That game being played over on our sister station, 98.9 KKPR. Welcome back to the Allens of Hastings Halftime Show, brought to you by Allens, the You Get More Superstore on West 2nd Street in Hastings. Proud sponsors of our halftime show. Giltner Hornets led for the majority of that first half, but left a couple of costly turnovers. Gives Sterling the opportunity to pull away there at the half. Sterling up by three. As we mentioned, 25-22, top scorers for the Jets. Austin McGill popped back-to-back three-pointers. He leads the Jets with 6 points. Jesse Solberg has 5 points. 5 points for Clay Hoisman, 4 for Connor Malone, and 2 for Parrish. Jake Wortley has 3 points. That's your scoring for the Sterling Jets. Over on the Gildner side, it's Shea Hendricks, who had a very busy first quarter and was suspiciously quiet the second quarter. He has 7 points. Cody Shack has 6 points, 5 for Nathan Most, and 4 for Drew Ott. And you add it all together, you get 22 points, and Gildner down by 3, and a lot of opportunities for Gildner to draw back into it. But Sterling kept managing with a little bit of pressure and a little bit of tough defensive play to get Gildner to turn the ball over a few too many times and a couple of costly mistakes with traveling violations for Gildner to turn the ball over and give Sterling those opportunities. Coach Jimmy Motes, head coach for Sterling, had said it's going to be a game of who makes the least amount of mistakes and who wants it the most, and that's how it's shaping up tonight. Coach Matt Drew with Gildner certainly playing with his best squad tonight, and they clearly are going to have to pick things up a little bit. Did a great job in that first half until the turnover started to sneak in and Sterling started to inch back and get ahead. No one from Gildner has popped that three-pointer tonight. Thus far, Sterling has 4, and including a couple of them that were from a great distance with a lot of space around him in Austin McGill when he popped those back-to-back shots. And the next time he came up, Gildner was all over in keeping him from getting too terribly open. So that's how we end up with a 25-22. We're midway through the halftime period. Time for us to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll tell you about some of the other games going on here in the area and set the stage for the girls' state championship brackets that are going to be starting here on Thursday, and we'll, of course, be all over it. So stay with us. We'll tell you all about it. You're listening to High School Basketball on The Breeze, 94.5 and KLIQFM.com.
Advantage Chevrolet, 1111 M Street in Aurora. The first place you think of, the last place you stop. Chevrolet, an American revolution. Advantage Chevrolet Buick Pontiac.
A fabulous effort. Keep it going today. All of us in Donovan are rooting you on. Enjoy this time. Go Hornets. From B&B Carpet Service in Donovan, where our service is the difference.
The Sitting Bull Saloon in downtown Gildner is a proud sponsor of all Gildner athletics. Don't miss homemade pizza every Thursday through Saturday night. Also, every Wednesday, Sitting Bull Saloon burgers are only $2. Add fries for a dollar more. Keep your pocket full when you fill your belly at the Sitting Bull Saloon in downtown Gildner.
Harb's Farm Supply Incorporated in Gildner, the home of Bish Built Products, is your harvest needs headquarters and the manufacturer of custom-made corn and row crop heads, the original Bish head changers, the Bish bin, and Bish corn head trash reel. Harb's Farm Supply Incorporated, now taking 2009 custom-built head orders. Visit the website, harbsfarmsupply.com, for more information.
At Hope Home Furnishings and Flooring, we have always taken pride in serving the community and supporting area athletics. We look forward to continuing the tradition and commitment to service and hometown values for many years to come. Hope Home Furnishings and Flooring, downtown Aurora.
Community banking is our business, and your peace of mind is our priority. At Platte Valley State Bank, we will build a financial relationship with you that will meet your needs and truly bring you peace of mind. The right community bank is pretty important, and Platte Valley State Bank is the right financial center for you. Member FDIC.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back to Wilbur Clastonia High School. Rob Osmond with you at the D2-1 District Finals. Gildner trailing the Sterling Jets by 3, 25-22. Do have another score to pass along to you. Adams Central and McCook are going at it for the Boys B5 District Final, and Adams Central trails McCook by 5 at half, 37-32. We were talking about the girls' tournament that's going to be starting here next week. And real quick, I'll just kind of go through and look for the local teams that are going to be at the tournament. Kearney, of course, at 20-3, is taking on Lincoln Southwest. That will be on Thursday at 3:45 in the afternoon. That's your Class B matchup there. Kearney seeded number 4 going against number 5 seed Lincoln Southwest. Holdridge and Seward going at it in Class B as well. Kearney in Class A, by the way, obviously. Bishop Newman will be taking on 7th seed Hastings St. Cecilia on Thursday at 2 o'clock. And Kearney Catholic and Lincoln Christian will be going out. That's your C1 matchups. Get the other half of the bracket here in just a moment, but right now we're about to start our second half as we wrap up our Allens of Hastings halftime show. Brought to you by Allens, the You Get More Superstore. Gildner will kick things off. Shea Hendricks will get the Hornets back to work now as we open up the second half. 25-22, Gildner down by three. Whistle away from the ball. Foul's going to be called. I think it's going to be on Ott. We're waiting for him to put it up on the board. If so, that will be Ott's third. That is the case. So another costly turnover, and here comes Sterling now with an opportunity to build on this three-point lead. They've led by as many as five. Solberg now with the ball at the top of the key now. Jets going from right to left. Three-point shot is up and nothing but net. Solid shot. Jake Wortley pops in a big three, and it's 28-22. Three-point shots are killing the Hornets right now. Most bounce pass inside. Gives to Shaq. Shaq throws it up, and it's no good. Partially blocked. Crowd wanted a foul. Jets now back, going back to work, wasting no time. Ball's in the hand of Jesse Solberg. He passes inside to Lemke. Lemke puts it down, working against Most. Turnaround jump shot. Most gets it away and hustles it up the right side. Hendricks now pops for three. It rolls around. It's no good. Battle for the rebound is going to be blown dead. Gildner will maintain possession. Foul is going to be called on the Jets, and it's going to be Lemke with his third, and that's costly for the Jets. Fouled on the shot now for Gildner. Jake Wortley will pick up his first. Two quick fouls now for Sterling. Gildner now trying to get back now, down by six on the right side. Pass up and out of the reach of Shea Hendricks. And Sterling right on top of it now. 6:37 to go in the third quarter. 6-point lead and a chance for more now for the Jets. Sterling bounce pass inside to Lemke. Lemke, jump shot, turned around, nothing but net. Lemke picks up his first points of the ball game, and it's an 8-point lead now for Sterling. Gildner now going back to work, hustles it up the left side. Sean Findley with it, works it around to the top of the key, being covered by Solberg. Ball's now in the hand of Shea Hendricks. Hendricks passes inside to Most. Most gets it from the free throw line. Fadeaway jump shot's just a little deep, and ball's going to be knocked around. And Sterling's going to get it back. Last touch by the Hornets. Drew Ott back in the ballgame now. Back to the bench goes Trevor Poppin. And another opportunity for Sterling now to stretch this lead. They're up by eight. 5:52 to go in the third quarter. Wortley makes the pass to Lemke. Lemke picks it up to Parrish now. Parrish on the left side on the wing. Gives back to Lemke just inside the three-point line. Lemke sends it around. Three-point shot is up from Heusman, and Heusman drilled it. That's the second three-pointer for Clay Heusman. And three-pointers are just killing Gildner right now. Timeout is going to be called. Matt Drew wants to talk about it. It'll be a short timeout, so we'll stay here with you. What was a three-point lead for Sterling has now blossomed to an 11-point lead for the Jets, as they have clearly opened things up here in the third quarter, and it's been those three-pointers, two big three-pointers just in the second half alone already. Wortley popped one, and then Heusman got his second of the night. And it doesn't take long to grow to an 11-point lead. Giltner now with the ball. Shea Hendricks with it. Hendricks crosses midcourt. Ball's going to be knocked out of bounds, or knocked around. Foul's going to be called on Jake Wortley. That'll be his second. Hornets will have the ball on the inbound pass. Given up to Finley. Finley now works it up the left side. Bounce pass inside to Most. Most working. Shot is up. It's no good. Most was working against John Parrish. Tried to back his way in. His shot was off the mark. Score remains 33-22. Under 5 minutes to play here in the third quarter, and the Jets have built that 11-point lead and a chance to stretch it. Jake Wortley now drives inside, drops the shoulder, gets the roll, gets the bucket, and the foul. Wortley just committed himself to drive inside the paint, drops the shoulder, goes in, and picks up the foul and gets a nice roll off the basket to go with it. Foul's going to be on Sean Finley. That'll be his second for the Hornets. And to the line is Wortley. Wortley's shot is up, and it's in. He's 2 for 4 from the free throw line. And points starting to go the way of Sterling now. 14-point lead. Giltner just needs to get some points on the board. Most turnaround jump shot. It's off the mark. Ott gets the rebound. He goes off the backboard and gets it to go on the second effort. Drew Ott now with 6 points. And it's 36-24. Sterling now pass over to the left wing. Giving up to Wortley. Foul's going to be called. And I think it's a traveling violation. And Giltner will get it back. Check that. They did call the foul on Solberg. It'll be his first. And Giltner gets it. Nate Most hands off to Finley. Finley puts it down, gives to Shea Hendricks. Hendricks whips it over to the right wing, where it's picked up by Cody Shaq. Shaq goes up to the top of the key now, swung over to the left side. Hendricks goes inside the paint, throws it up, it's short, gets his own rebound, comes around the other side, gets it to go, and gets the foul. Shea Hendricks was fighting for that one. Got the bucket and the boo-boo. Substitution's coming in for the Jets now. We'll see who that foul was called upon. It'll be, did I read that correctly? I did. The fourth foul on Zach Lemke. Lemke, one of the top scorers for the Jets, is held to only 2 because of foul trouble as Hendricks converts and is perfect from the free throw line tonight, 4 for 4. 36-27, still a 9-point lead now for the Jets. Inside, knocked away by Ott. Foul is going to be called prior to it, and I think it's going to go against Most. Nope, foul's going to go on Finley. That'll be his third. Wortley throws it up. The shot rolls around and down it goes. Wortley now with 10 points for the Jets now and have built a 10-point lead. Make it 11 as Wortley is perfect from the free throw line. And we're back to an 11-point lead for the Jets. Finley now works it down to Most. Most goes inside. Jump shot, no good. Ott gets the rebound, turns it around off the backboard, and he gets it to go. Drew Ott would not be denied on that one. Gets the board, turns around, and stuffs it in. And we're back to a 9-point lead for Sterling. Austin McGill. Dishes off to Wortley. Wortley's jump shot is off the mark. Shea Hendricks there for the rebound. Giltner now trying to cut into that 9-point lead. Hendricks has temporarily lost the ball. And we're going to get a foul called on the Jets. Clay Hoisman will pick up his second as he got in Hendricks' way. So Giltner will have possession of the ball once again. Hoisman will head to the bench with his second foul. Hendricks brings it across midcourt. Pass over to the left side to Shaq. Shaq goes underneath, tried to get it to Ott. Ott was being wrapped up in a battle with John Parrish. The ball sailed out of bounds, last touched by the Jets. Most brings it in. Back to Shaq now at the top of the key. Pass is going to be picked up, and it's going to be McGill who hustled it down, and a foul is going to be called on the Jets. Nope, out of bounds. Substitution now back into the ball game is Clay Hoisman for the Jets. Gildner now still down by 9, 2:37 to go in the third quarter. Most goes for three. It passes around and it goes in. Nate Most pops the three, and that's the first three-pointer for Gildner in the ball game. Whistle blows, foul away from the ball. It's going to go on Shea Hendricks. That'll be his third. It was off the inbound pass where he commits the foul, so 2:22 to go. It's back to a six-point ball game. Ball mishandled, knocked out of bounds. Sterling touches it last. Gildner gets it back. To the bench goes Colin Van Groningen. Pass up ahead. Most pops for three. Same spot, same result. Nate Most has found the hot spot on the court and drives it home. Back-to-back threes now. And it's 38-35. Gildner down by three. The lead was 11. Now it's down to three. The Jets try to get it back. Going baseline and turned away. Ball is going to be stripped out of the hands of Malone. And a three-point shot from Shea Hendricks goes in. Shea Hendricks drives it home. And we're tied at 38. Time out, Sterling. Jimmy Wilkes calls the timeout. It'll be a long one, so the Gildner Hornets have erased an 11-point deficit to tie things up. We'll take a quick break and come right back with more action. You're listening to High School Basketball on The Breeze, 94.5 and KLIQFM.com.
Delcom and Giltner is your electrical data networking security systems thermal communications provider for everything from imaging, industrial electrical, PLC programming, process control, audio, and video work. Delcom and Giltner, your source for data electrical communications.
JSGK Catering and Giltner has catered everywhere from cornfields to wedding receptions. Give us a call at 402-849-2244 and give us a try for your next occasion. Steve and Kathy Hoser and Jack and Gail Rath wish the Giltner Lady Hornet and the Hornet basketball teams a great season. Good luck, Hornets, from JSGK Catering.
The Bank of Donovan wishes the Giltner Hornets the best of luck. Visit the Bank of Donovan for all your banking, investment, and insurance needs. Bank of Donovan has full-service locations in Donovan, Grand Island, and Hastings. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Now by 11 points, the Hornets come right back with Hendricks, Most, and Ott, and a flurry of scores, and here's another one. Ott gets a perfect pass from Sean Finley underneath the post, turns around and fights his way through, gets the bucket, gets the boo-boo. Down by 11 points, the Hornets dug deep and have turned this quarter around and have now built a two-point lead. Shot from Ott is up and in. Drew Ott comes through in the clutch. 11 points for Drew Ott in the contest. It's 41-38, and the Hornets have turned things around. Pressure now from Trevor Poppin. Beaten by the Jets. Pressure still on. Bounce pass underneath. Driving inside off the backboard. Not going to go. Finley there for the rebound. Hornets now up by three. Clock down to 50 seconds. Here in the first half, Hendricks gets tripped up, throws the ball up, and it's going to be passed up ahead and off and around. Finley's going to get another defensive rebound. passes up ahead to Hendricks, and Hendricks is going to slow things down. Foul is going to be called against Sterling. Jesse Solberg playing Hendricks a little too tight. Will be tagged for his second, I believe. Hendricks will go to the line in bonus. Shea Hendricks now, 7 points in the first half. Has six, now seven in the third quarter for 14 points. And it's a 42-38 Gildner lead. Hendricks, one more shot coming. Boy, talk about role reversal. Hendricks' second shot is off the mark. And now the Jets find themselves down by four. Pressure on now. Poppin playing him tough. Pass over to the right side. Picked up by Connor Malone. Malone's pass goes right back to Stahlberg. Stahlberg works through a pick. Bounce pass over to the wing now to Malone. Malone being double-teamed. Finally gives it up to Wortley. Wortley tried to go inside. He kicks it out. Three-point shot was no good. Rebound goes to Sterling as the clock runs down. And no bucket to show for it. We'll go to the fourth quarter with a 42-38 Giltner lead. You're listening to high school basketball on The Breeze, 94.5 and KLIQFM.com.
In Giltner, stop by and see your friendly insurance agents at Robert Shaw. Robert Shaw Insurance specializes in crop, farm, property, and casualty. For a free consultation, stop by the Giltner office or give them a call. Robert Shaw Insurance.
Brandon and Lisa Honeycutt and family are proud of Giltner and all the Giltner students. We wish the Lady Hornets and Hornets good luck tonight and continued success in the future.
Advantage Chevrolet, 1111 M Street in Aurora. The first place you think of, the last place you stop. Chevrolet, an American revolution. Advantage Chevrolet Buick Pontiac.
Todd's Body and Glass in Aurora, your college repair specialist, is proud to support the Giltner Lady Hornet and Hornet basketball teams. Play well and be proud from Todd's Body and Glass.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back to Wilbur Clatonia High School. Rob Osmond with you. 8 minutes to determine who will be our D2-1 district finalist and go to state. Shot up and in as the Jets penetrate the defense. Wortley comes up big with the shot and gets the foul in the process. Foul's going to be called on Nate Most, and that will be but his second. To the line comes Wortley. Wortley's shot is up, bounces around and goes in as he completes the three-point play. And it's 42-41. Giltner by one. Giltner was down by 11 and has now managed to battle their way back. Findlay now with it. Passes back out to Shaq. Shaq goes over to Most. Most rolls his way inside. Kicks it back to Shaq. Shaq goes for three. It's short. Rebound goes to Ott. Ott comes right back and gets it but can't get the bucket. But will draw the foul. Ott made an incredibly athletic play to get that rebound and tried to come back inside and was fouled before he could get the shot up. He'll go to the line. Foul's going to be on Connor Malone as Ott's first shot is off the mark. Malone now with three fouls. Second shot coming from Drew Hunt, the 6'4 sophomore, rears back, brings it up. It's too deep, no good. He'll come away empty-handed. Ball's going to be knocked out of bounds. Last touch by Gildner, so Sterling will get it back. Jets now down by one, 7:24 to go in the ball game. Do have a score from Hastings College. The women are going for the GPAC championship. Hastings and Northwestern. Hastings College up 37-32 at half. That game being played on KHAS 1230. and at HastingsLink.com. Pass inside now as the Jets go. Lemke kicks it back out. Wortley throws it up, and it gets it to go in. Wortley pops it in, and they'll take the lead. It was a long two-pointer, 43-42. Jets now up by one. 6:44 to go in the ballgame. Gildner put together a big effort to overcome that 11-point deficit, and now have let that lead slip away. Driving inside is Hendricks. Hendricks off the backboard, gets it to go. Shea Hendricks pops for two, and we're going to get a timeout, a short one. Called by Matt Drew of Gildner. Did we pass along the score? McCook and Adams Central, 37-32. McCook at halftime. 27-18 at half. Overton and Loup City, they'll be back underway here, much like us. And we'll try to pass along those scores to you from all of our sister stations and any other score we're able to get. Sterling Jets on top by one with 6:24 to go in the ballgame as we get back to action here in Wilbur. Giltner going to have to dig deep here now. The winner goes to state. The loser needs a little bit of help, as is often the case here in the state as we get ready for the state tournament. Wortley rolls it around, can't get it to go after running around the length of the arc, and then drives inside and couldn't get it to go. Here's Hendricks now going inside. Pass underneath. Shaq had an easy bucket and lost it, and then comes up with an almost impossible shot and hits it. Go figure. Cody Shaq misses the bunny but got the rebound and comes back with a low percentage shot and converts on it. 46-43. Gildner on top. Lemke working against Most, draws the foul, can't get the bucket. They call it on Most, but it was the official that was the farthest away. So Most will pick up his third, and to the line will go Zach Lemke. Lemke has four fouls, and they could ill afford to lose him. Lemke's shot is up, and it's in. Lemke only has 3 points. And for a guy who averages significantly more than that, it's kind of a surprise. He'll have to come along big in the fourth quarter, but with four fouls, he can't afford to be too aggressive. He'll convert the second free throw, and it's back to a one-point lead for Gildner. 5:20 to go in the ballgame. Hendricks off the pick, goes baseline, steps on the line, and turns it over. Sterling Jets will have it, trailing by one. 5:15 to go in the ballgame. Walking it up now, Jesse Solberg will cross midcourt with it, being worked on by Hendricks. Off the pick. Inside the paint. Solberg throws it up. It's no good. Rebound goes to Shea Hendricks. Hendricks now with the ball to Most. Goes inside to Ott. Ott just 1 foot outside the arc now. It will drop a shoulder and then travel as he tries to go inside. That's a huge turnover. Back-to-back turnovers for Gildner are proving costly again. And now here are the Jets with a chance to take the lead with 4:45 to go in the ballgame. Solberg works it up now off the left side. Makes the give to Wortley. Wortley goes inside the paint, stops, kicks it right back out to Solberg. Solberg gives to Malone. Malone from the wing gets it to go, but it's for two. Malone, Connor Malone with 6 points. And it's a one-point lead for Sterling, 46-47. 4:15 to go. Gildner, Hendricks drives, throws it up, gets the bucket and the foul. Count the basket. We'll see who the foul's going to be on. They're going to call it on Hoisman, it looks like. It'll be his third. Hendricks to the line, hits the first one, or the only one he's going to get, by the way. Completes the three-point play, and it's 49-47. Giltner up by two. And here come the Jets now, midway through the fourth and final quarter. 4 minutes before we know who is going to the state for sure. Sterling with the ball now. Bounce pass inside to Malone. Malone's shot goes up, and Ott goes up with him, and Ott got a little more than ball. So to the line will go Connor Malone. It'll be his first trip to the free throw line. He's got 6 points on the night. Foul will be against Ott, and that'll be his fourth. And that's huge with 3:50 to go. That'll take a step out of Ott for a while. First shot up and in for Malone. He's got 7 on the night now, and it's a 49-48 ball game. Chance to tie it up for the Jets, and he does just that. Connor Malone has made it a tie ball game at 49. 3:45 to go. Jay Hendricks with the ball, being covered by Wortley. Jake Wortley rides him over to that left wing, giving to Most. Most against Lemke throws it up. It's off the mark, but bounces around and goes somehow. It goes in. Nate Most with a long three, or a long two-pointer, rather. And we're going to get a timeout for Matt Drew. 51-49 is our score. You're listening to high school basketball on the Breeze, 94.5, KLIQFM.com.
A fabulous effort. Keep it going today. All of us in Donovan are rooting you on. Enjoy this time. Go Hornets. From B&B Carpet Service in Donovan, where our service is the difference.
JSGK Catering in Giltner has catered everywhere from cornfields to wedding receptions. Give us a call at 402-849-2244 and give us a try for your next occasion. Steve and Kathy Hoser and Jack and Gail Rath wish the Giltner Lady Hornet and the Hornet basketball teams a great season. Good luck, Hornets, from JSGK Catering.
The Bank of Donovan wishes the Giltner Hornets the best of luck. Visit the Bank of Donovan for all your banking, investment, and insurance needs. Bank of Donovan has full-service locations in Donovan, Grand Island, and Hastings. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back to Wilbur Clatonia High School. Rob Osmond with you. Do have a quick score for you. Adams Central, at the end of three, leads McCook 48-44. Here with 3:18 to go in the ball game, Sterling trails by two, 51-49. Driving inside was Wortley, and Wortley has the ball swatted away. The Jets will maintain possession. Anyone's ball game right now. Jets can tie it up right here, or if they get those threes going, can take the lead. 3 minutes on the clock right now. Wortley, bounce pass over to the right side to Lemke. Lemke puts it down, working against Most. Fakes, kicks it back out. Driving inside now. The shot is up and on the money. Wortley off the pick. Gets it to go just inside the three-point line. We're tied up at 51. 2:38 to go in the ball game. Clutch time now for both squads. Jay Hendricks to Most. Most goes for three. He's hit from that spot before. Misses on this mark. And here come the Jets. To Lemke off the backboard. And it goes. It counts. And foul's going to be on Finley, I think. That's a big one for Lemke as he got the shot. Foul went on Finley. That is his fourth. Lemke toes the line. Shot is up and it's good. Lemke converts the three-point play. And it's 54-51, a three-point lead for the Jets at 2:15. Sterling fans chanting defense now. Hendricks turns around, jump shot from the free-throw line and gets it to go. Tough shot for Shea Hendricks. And he draws the Hornets within one. Shaq now working defensively against Wortley, and we're going to get a timeout called from Jimmy Motes, and it'll be a long one. We'll stay, or actually we'll go to break and come right back with 1:53 to go. 54-53 is our score. It's high school basketball on the Breeze, 94.5, KLIQFM.com.
Community banking is our business, and your peace of mind is our priority. At Platte Valley State Bank, we will build a financial relationship with you that will meet your needs and truly bring you peace of mind. The right community bank is pretty important, and Platte Valley State Bank is the right financial center for you. Member FDIC.
Harv's Farm Supply Incorporated in Giltner, the home of Bish Built Products, is your harvest needs headquarters and the manufacturer of custom-made corn and row crop heads, the original Bish head changers, the Bish bin, and Bish corn head trash reel. Harv's Farm Supply Incorporated, now taking 2009 custom-built head orders. Visit the website, harvsfarmsupply.com, for more information.
The Sitting Bull Saloon in downtown Giltner is a proud sponsor of all Giltner athletics. Don't miss homemade pizza every Thursday through Saturday night. Also, every Wednesday, Sitting Bull Saloon burgers are only $2. Add fries for a dollar more. Keep your pocket full when you fill your belly at the Sitting Bull Saloon in downtown Giltner.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Ah, yes. The Sitting Bull in Giltner. Proud sponsors for much of football and glad to have them aboard. For basketball, if Gilder's involved, the Sitting Bull is right there with them. Big community supporters. Back to action here now. Jets with the ball, holding to a one-point lead. Hendricks comes inside, drives for the steal, doesn't get it. Wortley pushes his way off. He gets in trouble. Ball gets kicked away. Hendricks got a hand on it, and Shaq was there to haul it in for Gilder. Clock down to 1:15. Hendricks drives, spins his way in, tries to get underneath, and again steps on the line as he goes under the basket. Again, he stepped on the line. And so that turnover will come with a minute and 10 seconds left. The Jets now up by one, 54-53. Press is broken, and I think we're going to get a timeout. Timeout is called, and Coach Motes came out to give an earful to Jesse Solberg. He calls the short timeout. He wanted to get across the halfway mark. Clock is frozen at 1 minute for the time being. Both teams in the bonus. 54-53. Jets still have the ball. Giltner comes back out onto the court now. Still anyone's ball game. Inbound pass now. Press broken by the Jets. Working it up now is Hoisman. Hoisman goes against Most. Kicks it right back. Jets trying to run a little more time off the clock. Clock's now down to 45. Hoisman with the ball. Pushed over. Trap set now, almost knocked out of bounds. Heinrichs going to work against Lemke. Jets now just passing it around. Clock now down to 30 seconds to go. 54-53, foul is called. It'll be on Hendricks. Shea Hendricks will pick up his fourth. And it'll send Jesse Solberg to the line. Solberg from the free throw line is 2 for 2. Got 5 points on the night, none of them here in the second half. It's been all Wortley. Pretty much for the Jets. Shot coming now from Solberg, the 6'1 senior. Throws it up and hits it. That's a clutch shot for Jesse Solberg. 55-53. 2-point lead for the Jets. Chance to make it 3 right here. Solberg again from the line. Throws it up and gets it to go. Solberg converts. And now the Hornets down to their last 25 seconds. Trail by 3. Most with it over on the wing. 3-point shot quick. Way up and over. No good from Hendricks. And now Giltner will have to foul quickly. Hendricks wasted no time shooting it. That ball was flying out of his hands before he even had possession of it. Didn't have time to set underneath it, and it just sailed over the goal. So the Jets now with a chance to ice it right here. And again, it's Solberg. Solberg's first shot off the backboard goes in. That is huge. 57-53. Second shot coming from Solberg. It's up and it's in. Four huge shots for Jesse Solberg. Four huge shots for Jesse Solberg have made it a 58-53 ball game. 5-point lead. Gildner will have the ball, but only 13 seconds on the clock. Absolutely incredible. Sterling survived that rush. Sterling, the Jets had built that huge 11-point lead that seemed almost insurmountable. And then Gildner started going on a big rally in the third quarter to tie it up. And then Gildner took the lead and was unable to hold it as Sterling was able to regroup and put it back together and have now amassed a 5-point lead here. Gildner now will get back out on the court. Most, Shaq, Finley, Hendricks, and Ott on the court for Gildner. But 5 points is huge. They're going to have to get this quick. To Most. Most to the wing. 10 seconds. 3-point shot is no good. Rebound goes to Hendricks. Hendricks for three. Way over. Rebound up and in from Ott. Foul is called, or whistle blows, I should say. Timeout. And it's a 3-point ball game. Ott had the presence of mind to put it in. There are only 2.7 seconds left. And Gildner now, they're talking about it to see how they're going to come back and get. They need 3 points in less than 3 seconds. And Sterling will have the ball. I'll tell you, the gym is so quiet you can hear a pin drop. No one's ready to steal the victory yet. Jets take the court now. And now here come the Hornets. Jets now with the inbound pass. It'll be Clay Heusman with the ball now. Trying to get it inside. Tough defense now playing, and we're going to get a timeout. Yep, it'll be a short timeout as Jimmy Motes knew that 5 seconds was running out real quick. As Gildner had notched up that defense a little bit. Again, only 2.7 seconds left. And Gildner's going to have to play some tough defense here. And the Jets just need to get it in and hold on. So here we go one more time. It'll be Heusman charged with bringing it in for the Jets. From his own baseline. Gets it inside. Foul's going to be called, and it'll be on Finley. And I think that'll be it for Finley. Finley is done for the night. He fouls out with no points. And to the line will go Wertley. And Wertley is 5 for 7 from the free throw line tonight. Perfect in the second half. He'll toe the line. We'll have 2.2 seconds left. He'll shoot two. It's up and it's in, and that'll do it. Wortley with one more, but it's a 59-55 ball game. Second shot from Wortley is clutch. Jake Wortley sinks it, and Gildner's going to need a little bit of help, and that'll be how the ball game ends. 60-55. Sterling tops Gildner, and Gildner will need a little bit of help. We'll take a quick break. We'll tally up some numbers and come right back with our Sylvan Learning Center postgame show on the Breeze, 94.5 and KLIQFM.com.
At Hope Home Furnishings and Flooring, we have always taken pride in serving the community and supporting area athletics. We look forward to continuing the tradition and commitment to service and hometown values for many years to come. Hope Home Furnishings and Flooring, downtown Aurora.
Joyce Agronomics lets us help you grow with channel hybrid seed sales, custom farming, and custom harvesting. Todd and Angie Joyce at Joyce Agronomics are proud supporters of the Giltner Hornets.
Delcom and Giltner is your electrical data networking, security systems, thermal communications provider for everything from imaging, industrial electrical, PLC programming, process control, audio and video work. Delcom and Giltner, your source for data electrical communications.
Advantage Chevrolet, 1111 M Street in Aurora. The first place you think of, the last place you stop. Chevrolet, an American revolution. Advantage Chevrolet Buick Pontiac.
Brandon and Lisa Honeycutt and family are proud of Giltner and all the Giltner students. We wish the Lady Hornets and Hornets good luck tonight and continued success in the future.
In Giltner, stop by and see your friendly insurance agents at Robert Shaw. Robert Shaw Insurance specializes in crop, farm, property, and casualty. For a free consultation, stop by the Giltner office or give them a call. Robert Shaw Insurance.
A fabulous effort. Keep it going today. All of us in Donovan are rooting you on. Enjoy this time. Go Hornets! From B&B Carpet Service in Donovan, where our service is the difference.
Todd's Body and Glass in Aurora, your college repair specialist, is proud to support the Giltner Lady Hornet and Hornet basketball teams. Play well and be proud from Todd's Body and Glass.
JSGK Catering in Giltner has catered everywhere from cornfields to wedding receptions. Give us a call at 402-849-2244 and give us a try for your next occasion. Steve and Kathy Hoser and Jack and Gail Rath wish the Giltner Lady Hornet and the Hornet basketball teams a great season. Good luck, Hornets, from JSGK Catering.
The Bank of Donovan wishes the Giltner Hornets the best of luck. Visit the Bank of Donovan for all your banking, investment, and insurance needs. Bank of Donovan has full-service locations in Donovan, Grand Island, and Hastings. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
What was your reaction to the last report card your child brought home? Joy, disappointment, confusion, shock? Many parents experience a range of emotions at report card time. They're certain that their child can do better in school, but just aren't sure how to help. Sylvan can help. Through a variety of diagnostic tools, Sylvan can help pinpoint your child's academic strengths and weaknesses and create a personalized program to meet your child's needs. Sylvan can help the next report card be a great one. Call 1-800-EDUCATE now.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back to the Sylvan Learning Center postgame show brought to you by Sylvan Learning Center. 1-800-EDUCATE, proud sponsors of the postgame show. Well, Sterling has earned a ticket to the state championships. They'll be playing in Lincoln a week from Thursday when the boys will take to the courts. That they are assured of. Giltner is going to need a little bit of help. Giltner needs to know as quick as possible what the Sumner score is, and we're efforting that for you to see if we can bring that to you. But Giltner's season certainly hinges on it. For the Hornets here, they were outscored in that fourth quarter by Sterling, 22-13. Giltner was led in points by Shea Hendricks. The 5'10 senior pops in 21 big points for Giltner to lead all scorers. Nate Most and Drew Ott each had 13 points. Cody Shack had 8. That's your scoring for the Giltner Hornets. And that 9-point deficit, that 9-point swing of points for Sterling tells the tale. And that's how we end up with a 60-55. If Giltner can tighten up their play in that fourth quarter. It would have been a little bit closer, but Sterling walks away with a five-point lead. 20 points scored by Jake Wortley to lead all scorers for the Jets, followed by Jesse Solberg with 9. Clay Hoisman had 8, and Connor Malone had 8. 7 for Zach Lemke, well below his average, but he was played very tightly all night by Nate Most. So it is a five-point victory for the Sterling Jets and an invitation to the tournament as the Jet players now have taken to the court and taking to cutting down the net. Some mementos and some memories that will last a lifetime for these young men. But it's not over for them yet. They've still got to work their way into Lincoln. And, again, Giltner will wait. We are going to try to effort some more scores for you as the celebration on the court continues for the Sterling Jets. We'll take a quick break and come back with more of our Sylvan Learning Center post-game show on the Breeze, 94.5 and KLIQFM.com.
Harb's Farm Supply Incorporated in Giltner, the home of Bish Built Products, is your harvest needs headquarters and the manufacturer of custom-made corn and row crop heads, the original Bish head changers, the Bish bin, and Bish corn head trash reel. Harb's Farm Supply Incorporated, now taking 2009 custom-built head orders. Visit the website, harbsfarmsupply.com, for more information.
The Sitting Bull Saloon in downtown Giltner is a proud sponsor of all Giltner athletics. Don't miss homemade pizza every Thursday through Saturday night. Also, every Wednesday, Sittin' Bull Saloon burgers are only $2. Add fries for a dollar more. Keep your pocket full when you fill your belly at the Sittin' Bull Saloon in downtown Giltner.
Advantage Chevrolet, 1111 M Street in Aurora. The first place you think of, the last place you stop. Chevrolet, an American revolution. Advantage Chevrolet Buick Pontiac.
At Hope Home Furnishings and Flooring, we have always taken pride in serving the community and supporting area athletics. We look forward to continuing the tradition and commitment to service and hometown values for many years to come. Hope Home Furnishings and Flooring, downtown Aurora.
Brandon and Lisa Honeycutt and family are proud of Giltner and all the Giltner students. We wish the Lady Hornets and Hornets good luck tonight and continued success in the future.
In Giltner, stop by and see your friendly insurance agents at Robert Shaw. Robert Shaw Insurance specializes in crop, farm, property, and casualty. For a free consultation, stop by the Giltner office or give them a call. Robert Shaw Insurance.
Joyce Agronomics lets us help you grow with channel hybrid seed sales, custom farming, and custom harvesting. Todd and Angie Joyce at Joyce Agronomics are proud supporters of the Giltner Hornets.
Delcom in Giltner is your electrical data networking, security systems, thermal communications provider for everything from imaging, industrial electrical, PLC programming, process control, audio, and video work. Delcom in Giltner, your source for data electrical communications.
Todd's Body and Glass in Aurora, your college repair specialist, is proud to support the Giltner Lady Hornet and Hornet basketball teams. Play well and be proud from Todd's Body and Glass.
A fabulous effort. Keep it going today. All of us in Donovan are rooting you on. Enjoy this time. Go Hornets! From B&B Carpet Service in Donovan, where our service is the difference.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back to our Sylvan Learning Center post-game show, brought to you by Sylvan Learning Center, 1-800-EDUCATE. You were hoping to be able to get to the score for SEM. Unfortunately, you've not been able to effort that as we speak. We can tell you this. The D2 district final wrapped up here just now. Sterling comes away with a 60-55 win. That's locally over on our sister station on KKPR, Classic Hits 98.9. Overton has defeated Loup City 69-49 to win the D1-5 district final. That game taking place in Gibbon. So Overton will be going to the state tournament next week. In the B5 district final in Kearney, Adams Central and McCook went at it, and Adams Central comes away with a 54-51 win. So Adams Central boys will be going to the state tournament. The field will be fairly locked up here at the end of today, though I think they do have a couple more games that have to be played a couple more districts will be played tomorrow, but we'll be having those brackets here in the next couple of days, and we'll post them, of course, on our website at KLIQFM.com. We had earlier talked about the local teams that are going to be in it, the state championship for the girls. And real quick, I'll run down them for you. In Class A, Kearney, local. Let's see. Holdridge is in it at Class B. And St. Cecilia will be seeded number 7 in C1. They'll take on Bishop Newman at 2 o'clock. Kearney Catholic, also in C1, will be the number 3 seed. They'll be taking on Lincoln Christian again. Over in C2, Blue Hill Girls snuck into the tournament with that wild card spot. They'll be the number 8 seed. They'll take on Elmwood Murdoch. Sandy Creek is the number 4 seed. They'll take on Tri-County, still in C2. Superior is in for C2. Down in D1, Kennesaw pulls down the number 7 seed. They'll take on Humphrey. Silver Lake, of course, the number 1 seed in D1. They'll take on number 8, Brady, on Thursday. That'll be at 2 o'clock. And it looks like Lawrence Nelson girls are the 7 seed. And I think that's all for the local Breeze area teams that are going to be in. I apologize if I missed any. I'm just kind of quickly scanning through it. But that starts on Thursday. So Thursday we'll be coming to you from Lincoln with a plethora of games that will all apparently start off. I'm trying to see when the earliest would be. It looks like it's going to be 2 o'clock for the earliest for us. Yeah, it looks like 2 o'clock will be the earlier starts for us. 9 o'clock in the morning, Kennesaw will play. Actually, that's for the D1 to get that session started. So that's the earliest for it. So that's what we have from the girls' basketball. So we can tell you this. We still do not have a score from SEM that Giltner so desperately needs to win to get in to the tournament. So on that note, we will wrap things up as the celebration has pretty much wrapped up here for Sterling. Sterling knows that they've got their work cut out for them, and they'll be heading into state here with a tough seed and a tough battle for them, but we'll wait to see if Giltner can claim that last wild card position. So we'll wrap things up on that note. Sterling comes away with a 60-55 win at Giltner. Thanks so much for listening. We do have basketball coming your way tomorrow on the Breeze here. It'll be women's college. Nebraska will be hosting Kansas, the women. That'll pregame will come your way at 6:45, tip off at 7. That'll be on the Breeze 94.5 and on our sister station KJS 1230 for the women's competition. So, again, on that note, we'll wrap things up. Thanks so much to Stephanie back in Mission Control, and we will catch you back here Thursday for a introduction to the girls' state tournament. So have yourselves a good evening. Rob Osman saying so long from Wilbur Clatonia High School, where the Sterling Jets have defeated the Giltner Hornets 60-55. Good night.